Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Indictments only make Trump stronger. The Pentagon hustling with Ukraine. The nation's second largest school district is on strike. And an old form of lethal injection is new again. Bill O'Reilly will be here with the message of the day. But first, it is common knowledge now that an indictment against Trump, for any reason really, but certainly for the Stormy Daniels reason, is going to help Trump. Even Chris Rock the other day was at an event honoring Adam Sandler, and he said, "Are you guys really going to arrest Trump? You know that's only going to make him more popular. It's like arresting Tupac. He's just going to sell more records. Are you stupid?" But I haven't heard anyone on the left admit this until Van Jones on CNN. He said, "First, this is proof that the progressives are not very well organized." His point is, if the left was able to concoct a massive, elaborate takedown of Trump, then they would have come up with something better than an 8-year-old porn star payoff. But then he said, the heat is on this DA. I think he's going to make a very sober decision, and I would not be surprised if he doesn't step back from the brink. So you have Van Jones admitting that this probably isn't a great idea, guys. The Pentagon announcing that they are deploying U.S. Patriot missile defense systems and Abrams tanks to Ukraine earlier than we were initially told. This after a, quote, aggressive training schedule with Ukrainian troops on American soil. Did you know that 65 Ukrainians have been in America? In Oklahoma, Fort Sill. Ukrainian men and women aged 19 to 67 to learn how to use all this complex equipment. And this is the trick, right? At first, we were explicitly told we would not be sending these types of things to Ukraine. And then we said we would. But don't worry, it'll take a long time. And now we're told it's on an accelerated schedule. The nation's second largest school district, LA Unified, is on strike. It's not the teachers who are on strike, though. It's the bus drivers, custodians, special education assistants, and cafeteria workers. But the teachers are striking in solidarity. 420,000 students out of school. The talking point is that these employees are making poverty wages. They say the median income is $25,000. And you're like, wow, that's really low. No, it's a trick. And I share this in case your local union tries to pull this same trick. They include everyone in that statistic. So if you were a custodian during summer school or drove the bus for one day, your salary is included in that total, which obviously brings it down. In California, there are bus drivers making well over $100,000 a year, but they want a 30% raise because why not? In Idaho, a bill passed with a veto-proof majority that allows a firing squad to be used for executions in case the drug cocktail is unavailable. Unavailable, where would it be? Well, Pfizer and other drug companies are refusing to fill orders for lethal injections. So Idaho Republicans are saying, fine by us. We'll just grab our shotguns and head out back. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, in order to understand the impending doom of the American justice system, you have to realize how dangerous things have really become. Here in New York, where I live, the governor and the state legislature in Albany are allowing criminals to go unpunished, even as innocent people are suffering. Crime victims can expect no protection or court-sanctioned retribution in the Empire State. Same thing in California, Illinois, Oregon, and other liberal places. The social compact of this country demands justice for all. but that has collapsed under the apathetic weight of the progressive movement, which believes American law enforcement is racist because more black citizens are arrested and incarcerated. That misguided point of view totally ignores the fact that African-American crime victims far outnumber other groups on a proportional basis. Yet, most black voters continue to support soft-on-crime politicians. Totally illogical, but true. It used to be that Americans had confidence that most crimes and civil wrongdoing would have consequences. That's now a fantasy, as brazen thugs harm innocent people almost at will, including selling poison like fentanyl, which is now considered a nonviolent crime in many places. Somewhere down the line, this atrocious apathy on the part of elected officials will stop, but not before millions of Americans will be harmed. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Martin on the message board, Bill, you've stated again and again, zealots on both sides are a problem in the USA. It's plain to see what the Democratic Party mob is doing, but where's your example of the Republican Party mob? Come on, Martin, you're a smart guy. I read your posts. Come on, January 6th, that riot, that was all Republican far-right people. And that hurt America all over the world. Not to mention the 140 police officers who were injured. Got to be fair. Jack Jaskinski, McFarland, Wisconsin. Mr. O, you commented that if President Trump is indicted, this will hurt Democrats more than Republicans. I have a hard time seeing that because a lot of the electorate is uninformed and the corrupt media pounding the story, people will be even more turned off and tired of Trump. You might be right, but the initial polling after the announcement of the possible indictment, Trump is up significantly. So there are a lot of independents who are going to see this for what it is. But you could be right. Dennis Wajda, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How much prep time goes into the no-spin news? All day, all night? You know, I when I'm on vacation, I'm really not on vacation. You know, I'm funneling stuff to the producers. I'm looking at this. I'm printing out articles there. This is an ongoing thing. This is not like just you show up at 9 o'clock. You know, it's just ongoing. And we're always getting the best stories we can get, things that influence your life directly. And but prep time is prep time. Oh, it never stops. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Last year, more than 100,000 Americans died from drug overdoses, mostly fentanyl. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 90% of the deadly narcotic is made inside China. Ironically, Beijing has the most severe anti-drug laws in the world. The original crackdown on narcotics began under Mao. Beginning in the early 19th century, European colonizers used opium to subdue the Chinese people. By 1890, more than a third of the entire Chinese population was addicted to opium. After the Communist Revolution in 1949, Chairman Mao vowed to eradicate what he called the foreigner's disease. He used his unlimited power to execute drug dealers, force addicts into state-run rehab, and then burned opium crops. Today, the communist regime continues these policies. Like sex offenders in the USA, anyone arrested for drug possession in China is registered and placed on a national list. They are then forced to wear electronic monitoring devices for the next 5 years and are subjected to random drug tests by police. Even people caught smoking marijuana are put into prison 15 days before any trial. Farmers cultivating marijuana are punished as well and subjected to routine searches by the communist authorities. Repeat users in China are sentenced to mandatory rehab for 2 years. There are currently 3 million registered drug addicts in China out of a population of 1.4 billion people. Drug dealers receive mandatory death sentences. Last year, more than 8,000 people were executed in China for distributing narcotics. And here's something else you might not know. While China continues its war on drugs, the USA has given up. Americans can smoke marijuana in 21 states, the Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. And believe me, that will not solve the drug problem. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.